Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Thank you. cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Dicen que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Cacharpallita corazón, sin remordimiento. Cacharpallita corazón, no hay resentimiento.
¡Ay, ay, 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 ay! ¡Sí, sí, sí!
Que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Dicen que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Cacharpallita corazón, sin resentimiento. Cacharpallita corazón, no hay remordimiento.
¡Ay, ay, 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 ay!
Side of the show, right? Today I'm gonna play some more folky music. You know, after this one, I'm gonna play a musician that is giving us a lot of love and a lot of good messages. You know, about life. This Mercedes Sosa. What I say about her is because the singles that I introduced you to before, like Victor Jara, who was assassinated in the National Stadium, football stadium in Chile during the dictatorship, and Violeta Barra, the two great songwriters and poets, you know, from Chile. So Mercedes Sosa carried on with the music that Violeta Parra, the Chilean woman, was playing and performing for the Latin American continent. And why not say for the world, because John Baez also sang a few songs by this lady called Here's to Life. I don't know if you ever heard of it, John Baez. The song is called Here is to Life. Gracias a la vida. Right, but it says something like it resumes the whole kind of history of what the South American continent, Latin American continent, I should say, has gone through throughout the centuries, you know. And in one song, she tells you the whole story of Latin America. And how the invaders, you know, because the conquerors, visitors, no, tourists, no, people on holiday, no. They were invaders, you know, who came to our continent, like they did in the United States. You know, look at what the situation is right now with the indigenous people, the native people. I played a couple of tracks, you know, just now of American. North American natives, you know, because we are all a continent, you know. When people say, I'm going to America, I always wonder, you know, which one, you know, Latin America, South America, North America. I don't know. So, people refer to the United States, you know, because the United States, you know, they've always, like, been big-headed and bragging about their country. Being such a big country, and they still haven't done much with it, because all they've done is concentrated in one region for the holiday, one region for casinos, one region for that, one region for that. Now, if they're supporting and helping the genocide in Palestine, why don't they bring the Zionists over to the United States? They give them some land there so they can live happily ever after with their own cousins, you know, together. You know what I mean? This is what it is, you know. It's kind of like I don't understand, you know, but why do they have to go there and bother people that are not doing anything wrong with no one? And they try to take their land, they try to do all this, you know, and that is called invasion. Exactly. Talking about invasion is when that you go and take over by no permission, no consent, you know, of the people who actually live there, you know, and you go like, okay, here we are, and this is our place now, you know, and then you start making your own law, your own, you know, restrictions to the people who actually were there before you arrived, you know. And I keep going on about this Palestinian thing, you know, people keep some people have said to me, why do you keep going on and on and on about it? Because the killing and the genocide, it keeps going on and on and on and on and on. So for as long as that goes on and on and on and on and on, I will be keeping going on and on and on and on. I know, welcome to the program, Sergito, and welcome to the program, Alexandra, the two people that have connected with me, and they told me that they're listening to the show. Anyway, as I was saying, so I'm going to keep on going on and on and on about it, right? The latest news is that more people have been, more Zionists, I would say Zionists because that's what they are, you know, have been arrested, you know, in the Patagonia. Patagonia is a great, great, great place, you know, as I said, it's one of the wonders of the world, you know, and these people have been allowed by Milei, the president of the Argentina, self-proclaimed Jewish. That guy is a clown, man. Honestly, he's a clown. And he's been inviting these people from from Palestine, which is the territory where the Palestinians belong to and should be there on their own land. But the settlers who actually went over from Europe declaring themselves Jewish, you know, we are Jewish, you know, this land is ours, you know, we're going to take over, you know, and this is where we're going to live, and all that stuff. The same with some settlers that who left New York because they were advertised, you know, come to Gaza, you know, and we give you free land, you know, free materials to build your own house, you know, and free everything. You know, the Israelis, you know, they got free education, free medicine, free, you know, lots of free things, you know. And in the United States, you know, people are dying, you know, in the streets, you know, injecting addicts, you know, robbing each other. They're living in the streets, you know. It's a big, massive mess. And you know the old saying, you know, like my grandma used to say, you know, charity begins at home. You know, if you're not well in your own self, you know, how can you help others? You know, you got to make sure that you're okay in good health and, you know, well established, you know, before you actually go out there and help people. But the thing is, like most of the time, you know, that is forgotten. Nobody remembers that little bit, you know. And mainly is the ones who actually go to settle there. Do you realize, you know, that these people that arrived in Palestine and then they choose a house and they tell the IDF, you know, the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli Gestapo, they tell them, you know, that's the one I want, you know. So they kick people out. Arabs, you know, Palestinian people, they kick them out, they take over the property and that's it. This is what it is. And these people who have been kicked out, they end up living in camps, you know, in tents, you know. And not because they want to, not because they are addicted to drugs and stuff, you know, not because they cannot afford it. They can afford everything. They were happily ever forever after. I wish there was an after for them. But I'm sorry, there's no after for them so far. You know, so far, the more the Europe and the United States get involved in Palestine, you know, the least chances of those people to survive is. That's why we have to keep going and on, going and going and going and going and going. Speaking on their behalf, they need our support. They need our help, you know. Like and right now, you know, the Venezuelan people, they need their help because they've been attacked, you know, by the United States. Not attacked, not yet. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen next, you know? First of all, they go into the country, which is trespassing, which is violating international law, and kidnap the president. They said, oh, we arrested him. No. That wasn't an arrest, mate. You know, that was kidnapping. That was kidnapping him and his wife, kidnapped him and taken to the United States, and you know, accused of this, accused of that, accused of that. Do you realize, you know, that most of the cocaine and all the drugs that come from South America, the least country, one of the least countries, you know, is Venezuela, and they accused Venezuela. Oh yeah, they are the narcos, you know, who provide the drugs, you know, for the American citizens, you know, the North American citizens, and they are the biggest consumers, you know. And why are they the biggest consumers? You know, in a country when you have a situation about drugs and alcoholism, you know, and crime, it's because the society, the system is not working out. It's not working at all, you know. It's letting people down. It's not working for the people, the working class or the regular citizens, but it works for the ones above, you know, the ones who are taking advantage of the situation. And they want that because the least the people, the ordinary people take, you know, the more the ones up there on the top take. You understand what I mean? So therefore, all these situations, you know, going on with drug addiction, homelessness, you know, unemployment, crime, and all that stuff is all, you know, linked to how the society, how the governments work, how the governments organize themselves to actually produce these kind of situations, you know, for the population. You know, if you don't look after your people, man, you're not a real, patriot, are you? No. You get elected, you know, people go there, elect you, vote for you because they expect you to do something for them, to look after them, to guide them into a better world, you know, to look after the world, you know, to look after the country, to for education, health, housing, you know, the three priorities that we should have in this world. Health, first of all, housing, and then education. You know, those three things, if you look after those three things, your country will respond to you and you'll be elected and re-elected and re-elected or whatever, or your party will be re-elected and so on, you know. You'll die, you know, and your people will build monuments, you know, on your behalf. What a good president he was. What a good prime minister he was. But so far, nothing. There's no one who can deserve that kind of homage and tribute. I'm sorry, but this is really disappointing, you know. And every time I speak about things like this, you know, I become kind of like very sentimental because it's sad, you know. I feel like my hands are tight, you know. I cannot do anything about it apart from just saying that I'm talking about this, you know. Go to demonstrations, you can do that, no problem. But eventually, you know, now look at the law. You know, if you say that the IDF, you know, and the Zionists are a bunch of murderers, you get arrested. If you show a placard saying, I oppose genocide, you get arrested. But if you shout, you know, oh, a good Arab is a dead Arab, you know, death to the Arabs, you know, all that, they look after you, the police, they surround you and your group or whatever, your demonstration. And they look after you because you might get attacked, you know, by the opposite groups. And do you reckon that is the real thing, the real government, the real people who represent you? Or us, I should say, because I live here too. You know, do you think that they are really, really, really the people who actually we should trust? Are they really from the country as they claim to be? Uh-huh. My friends, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is what it is right now, you know. And those people who were arrested in Chile, they were between in the border with the Patagonia and belongs to Argentina and belongs to Chile, right? And they were in the border, you know, like crossing from Argentina to Chile or from Chile to Argentina. And they were making fires, making bonfires. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that, not even now, not ever, you know, because of the summertime, you know, all the trees and bushes and everything is dried up, you know, because of the summertime. It's very, 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 very hot, you know, and whatever little spark, you know, will start a fire. And these people are doing that on purpose, you know, because you know why? They burn the forest, for example, you know, that forest will take some time to actually recover the earth, you know, the soil, to be able to plant again. It will take a long, 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 long time and lots and lots and lots and lots of money, okay? So, what do? They come in with money. I'm talking about these settlers, you know, these Zionist people who are immigrating to the Patagonia. They come in with the money because the United States gives them money. Give some money for them. Yeah. Here you are. You know, all money, right? And what do? They pay the government, you know, who's in power. That's why Milei, the self-proclaimed Jewish guy, is in power right now. And it's a rat. It's a proper rat, you know, R-A-T, rat, you know. And it's one of those rats, you know, that you just want to get rid of as soon as you see that rat. And he's one of them. And he will be allowing the people here to in Patagonia, those people who build a home, because that's the idea, that's his idea, you know, to help them and to build a home, and then they start to spread. And the same thing that happened in the 70 years ago, when these people were given by the UK and the United States were given land, you know, in the Gaza Strip, you know, and to share with the people who live there. And look what they're doing right now. They're pushing those people out. They're taking over the land. So what do you reckon? Do you reckon that history might repeat itself? Of course it will. if you allow it, if you allow it to happen, it will repeat itself. And the same thing is going to happen to people who live in Patagonia. You know, Patagonia is a great, great big Welsh community living there. And they've been there forever, you know, and they look after the environment. They don't make fires, you know. Okay, they make fires, obviously, you know, to cook or whatever, but in their own homes and with care, you know. They care about their environment because that's where they live. That's their habitat, you know. And they don't dream of building hotels, you know, swimming pools, you know. They don't dream of that. They're happy farmers, you know, who live there. You know, they look after their animals, and they're happy. Why make them unhappy by allowing these Zionists to go and settle there? Ah, my friends, that is not in the news because it's not convenient, you know, for these governments in Europe. Because they also invest, you know, in that kind of project, you know, that these people are about to realize. So, yeah, here we are, you know, that the Chilean government so far, next month, the new government takes over. The new president takes over. Unfortunately, I don't know why my people, my compatriots, you know, chose a Nazi man to be president, you know. I'm talking the Nazis, you know. They're going to suffer. They're going to suffer really bad. It's like the people who voted for Donald Trump. Now they're suffering themselves. Oh, by the way, well, you must have heard about this guy who, Venezuelan guy, no, Cuban guy, sorry, who actually tattooed the face of Donald Trump on his neck. On his neck, right? And he voted for Donald Trump. And he also supported the intervention, the military intervention that the United States was threatening Venezuela with, and is threatening Cuba with. Well, anyway, this fella is being processed now. The immigration, ICE, you know, the Trump's Gestapo, is processing him whether to deport him. Because it's been, apparently, it's been there about 4 years or something, you know. And I think his papers are not good enough. So anyway, he's going to be deported. It's likely to get deported, you know. And look, he's got that tattoo on his... Can you imagine him going back home, you know, with that tattoo on his neck? Everywhere he goes, he's going to show. And people there in Cuba, they're going to go and say, so you are the man who was requesting the invasion of Cuba by the United States and the invasion of Venezuela by the United States. My God, that guy should not go back home. He should go back somewhere, you know, I don't know where, you know. I think he's going to have to peel his neck off, his skin on his neck to get rid of that picture. How pathetic. That's what we call worms. You know, those people are worms. They go, no backbone, man, no backbone. You know, it's like snails, you know. And when they move across the surface, they leave a trail behind. The trail because they are snails. And you know what happens to snails, you know. And you know what happens to mercenaries. We all know that. And how stupid can you be knowing what happens to people like that, you know, and you become one of them, like this fella did? Uh-huh. My friends, here we go with a bit of more music, and thank you for all the texts that I've received so far. Another one coming through.
Vamos a cantar todos juntos. Gracias. Okay.
Ahora vamos a cantar todos.
Todos juntos, por favor. Gracias, muchas gracias.
Solo le pido a Dios
Right, yeah, I've just found another track, you know, by the band that I told you that we used to play with. And, yeah, well, actually, you know, you have to forgive the recording. It's not that brilliant, but as I said, it was a friend of mine who was with a little tape recorder. He was recording this sound, man. So let's see what we used to do. This is at the Labor Club in Pittsmore. Right on, man. This is Sonido Latino.
Okay, our next song is called Banda. La Banda.
Así vas.
I'm going to say this, right? This the piano player, our friend, you know, God bless his soul, you know, he passed away. And he was Richard Howard, you know, fantastic piano player. And yes, unfortunately, he's gone. But this is his piano.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gracias.
Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Y estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Y estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Una cartita de amor ayer tarde recibí, en la que dice mi novio que esta noche va a venir. Hace más de 20 días, primita, que no le veo. Tengo que ponerme guapa y no me dejan los nervios. De mil maneras me peino y ninguna me sienta bien. Me pruebo todos los vestidos y no sé cuál escoger. Vente, prima, y me aconseja. Por favor, ayúdame. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novio a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novio a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Toita la noche en vela, primica me la pasa, pensando en el marinero que mi vida cautiva. El arrizo de su pelo y sus ojillos azules. Azules como el cielo, el murmullo de la ola, el eco de su voz, el aire de la bahía, el perfume de su amor, su barquilla está muy cerca, me lo dice el corazón. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme.
Perdido, ¿no? Ay, cómo me chocan esos lugares.
princesa, que se le antoja a la reina, que quiere la niña fresa.
¿Un tepachito?
¿Tepache yo? ¿Qué te pasa? Para nada.
Tu le dis,
je suis dans la partie traitée. Comme le man sergent Garcia, je te donne la solution. Là derrière le micro, je suis une vraie bombe à neutrons. Comme le man sergent Garcia, ouais, comme le man DJ. Quand je toste dans le micro, les bêtises et les chromes prêtent attention. Comme le man sergent Garcia, ouais, comme le man DJ. Car moi, les chamans, même si je guéris sur la version, ça fait badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy, badang, badang, badang. Tu montes le son. À base de potions magiques, le sergent donne des frissons. Car moi, le chaman, même si je propage les versions, j'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Et pour que tous les boss y déposent sans condition, tous les guns, toutes les larmes et que baissent les tensions. Pour que tous les bad boys se lancent à l'unisson. Dans la danse, tous les boss y vont changer la donne. J'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Je reviens sur le bêtement, le mets pour que baissent les tensions. J'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Tous les boss ils vont changer la tête. Medicine man, medicine man, je suis l'homme. Et pour les mômes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadver McEvon. Medicine man, je suis l'homme. Et pour les mômes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadver McEvon. Medicine man, je suis l'homme. Et pour les mômes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadver McEvon. Medicine man, je suis l'homme. Et pour les mômes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadver McEvon. Badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy, badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy, badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy.
Okay, amigos, thank you very much for staying with me until this time, and I hope that you're going to join me again next week from 5 till 7. And I'm going to leave you with a very old... Excuse me. Right. As I said, I'm going to leave you with a very old track, you know, that shows you, you know, the how salsa started getting into the world, you know, it's been spreading around the world, you know. And yes, okay, amigos, let's talk more do. Okay, I'm going to ask you the same again as I usually do. It's a request that are you...
Oriental! Bravo!